Möchtsam. Hatziyachem ba'ov, itmar rav, itmar. Rav amam möchtsam karov, han amam möchtsam ainu karov. Take a look in Rashi. The Gemara thought it's talking only legabe shechita. This is not a general issue. And here we're going to see how he's shown him splitting this and what the matzkan of our sugi is. Or he said, they just said Matzah Karov. The Gemara didn't know where it would apply, because the Gemara in the end is going to say apply somewhere else.
So Leinishchit could mean Leinishchit as well?
No, or even to Shchita. Even Shchita. Not 100% clear.
When the Gemara is later, the Gemara rejecting completely or just limiting?
Rach. Don't leave a roof. If you take a look in the Ramban, for instance, you'll see what Rashi says. What are they playing with words? Ramban says, no, not playing with words. What's happening is as follows. That if I shech 49%, I've shechted zero. I haven't done anything. If I shech 50, I've done something. That's the question. If I shech, we have to do a maisa shechita, and 49 is a zero, because 49 equals zero, because I have 51 saying it's not shechted. And if 51 is not shechted, then 100 is not shechted. Or, I did a maisa shechita. And maisa shechita is about 50. 50, I did something. Because the other, I can't say I did everything, but I did something. So could be very well in the Ramban, the issue is, do I have to do a maisa shechita, or I have to do the whole thing? But the Ramban just talks about one side. That if I, when the Gemara says, lo tishaya ruba, what does that mean? Because if you mashaya rov, 51, you did zero. And we'll see Rashi goes with a similar way, and we'll see where the difference is between the Rashi and the Ramban. And the ultimate goal at the end is to see, we pass in 51. Is that because that's the sheer 51? Or is it in Ruba Kukula? With countless nafgaminis, we're going to have to go back when we finish the Sugya and tie it together with Psalm B'Mead Basra, all sorts of interesting things. Wanting to come up with some clarity what Shechita is about. With some integrated view of the whole thing. Not chatzi yachem be'ov, yachem v'chatzi be'behem eshchitos ha'psula. Yamrit mechtzal mechtzal karov, v'may posel, ho'ovel le'rov, midrabona, domelos n'megem pal. Amrab ketina, hot toshma. Now the Gemara now brings in from a klicheres. You have a tano, which is a big box, in general, in a keli, there are three things that are makabel. There are four things that are makabel tuma. Adam is makabel tuma. Ochlim is makabel tuma. Mashkin is makabel tuma. And kelim is makabel tuma. That's it. An animal. Then, that's in terms of kabbalas tuma. And there's a very different, big difference in something that is Tome Betoros Atzmo and something that's Makabel Tuma. Kabel Tuma means that X is Tome, it makes Y Tome. Kabbalah's Tuma. X is Tome Betoros Atzmo. When you shecht an animal and it is a Nevela, it's not Makabel Tuma, it is Tome. That animal's a Nevela. But it's not an ochel, nor omer la'achila. But it's not, but in terms of kabbalas tuma, four things of a kabbal tuma. Now, if you take a keli and smash it to pieces, a keli that's tome, and smash it to pieces, shivrei kelim are not tmeim at all. So if a keli became tome, and now it's broken, the shivrei kelim become tohar. Now let's say you have a big long box that's used as a tanner, and you slice off part of it. So, do you have two kelim, or you have keli plus sheva keli? Halacha is if you slice off 20%, 80% remain. So 80% has it in keli. 20% is a shiva keli, and 20% is tohar. The 80% is tummy. Now, that is just the background what we're dealing with. Now, what happens if you cut this tana klicheros 50-50? So the Gemara and the Chayrus says as follows. In a Kli Cheres, it's never 50-50, because in a Kli Cheres, there are all sorts of, you never get a clean pot. The crevices here and there all over the place, and you never measure it. Okay. It says, Chokul Shnaim and Shnaim and Shovin. It looks easy, but shneim tmeim, they're both tomei. The fish yav shalat samsim. Because you never know exactly which is both. Yav shalat samsim tovim. Let's say, it's tohar. Let's say you could do it. Apparently it's tohar. Wait 1 second. If it depends on Rove Kaylee retains its identity as a Kaylee. So if Rove Kaylee retains its identity as a Kaylee, I should have two of them that are Tohor, Tomei, not two of them that are Tohor. Zilhoch Geruba, Zilhoch Geruba. Amra Papa, Cheruba Chadmon Elecho. No. When we talk about Rove, there's a miyad. I have to say, what's the keli and what's the sheva keli? Now, let's be very careful with Rashi. Shnayim tanu shenitmo ein lo tahara elo netitza. Sivyutatz. Neshtayi rubo sholem lo lav netitza. So Rashi says that what does the pasuk say? If I have to destroy it. And if Rove the Keli remains, I haven't destroyed it. It's not Shavur. The fact that I have, okay, that's Sheyav Shalat Samson, Shum Bechuvonim, Avavata Bechad Minayu Ikaruba, Vadinin Bahai Minayu, Nikolot Salka Tumah Minayu. Tumah doesn't go away from it. Let me ask you a question. I had to ask embarrassing questions, what we remain. We have a klal, what? Sofik tumah b'shus hayochet, sofik tumah b'shus harabim. It's going to make a difference if I split it in half. B'shus hayocha b'shus harabim. It's a suffix. Answer is, makes no difference. Why? The whole difference between suffix tum b'shus hayocha and suffix tum b'shus harabim is kabbalah tuma. But something that's already tame, we don't apply suffix to. And here, what is it? It's only a question. It's in the teacher. Did you destroy the keli? You didn't destroy the keli. The keli's still around. You didn't destroy it. If Rov is around, you didn't destroy it.
Rabbi, don't we say something to him versus a Rav Yachin Gabe Mikvah becoming taking off to
him? Okay, think about it, and you'll see why your question is irrelevant. Okay. I'll wrap up. Now, be very careful with what the Rashi says. Rashi is telling us the same thing that I told you the name of the Ramban. The high ruba, high miyuta. Because what is the thing I have to destroy? What is rov? If it's miyut, it's not part of the keli. If it's a rov, it is the old keli. Where you have a concept of rov and miyut, then you do not say chetzi chetzi is rov. Which direction you're going? Aval inyan shchita lo huska rov ela b'chaticha. I just have to do a ma'isa shchita. And what is a ma'isa shchita? Tarina palga rov chotuch, and if 50 is cut, that's all I need. The high palga, the koi, because the other half, since it's 50, is not a rov sholem, saying that if I cut 49%, the 51% would be a rov sholem. So that is why I don't care. I just have to do a ma'aseh shechita. The only thing I have to do is a ma'aseh shechita. How much is ma'aseh shechita? The rov. That's it. But in Tanur, I have to look at both sides. Is it a Sheva Keli? It's the Keli. It's the Keli. Did what I do in the Tzitza or not in the Tzitza? And that's Harashi. So what are we saying? When there is a shear of Rov, so what is Rashi talking about? When there is a shear of Rov, 50% is considered a Rov. And the Gemara jumps from Shechita to Tuma V'Tahara. Then the Gemara has a question. Toshma, Shachar Chatzi Gageres, V'Shoha Bo Kidei Shechita Acheres. Shechita Acheres, what is the Shir Shehiyah? The amount of time it takes to do a Shechita. The Gomra, Shritazok Shev, the Yamra Merza Merza Karov, Itchufolo. Now the Gemara here is working with a major assumption that Shrita has to be a Maisa Matrif. So if 50%, we have a Halach of Chatzikana Pogum. The Halach of Chatzikana Pogum, so what's the Halach? That it's not a Trefi yet. So the Gemara, but the Gemara says no. It's at this point, the Gemara says, if Merza Merza, he says, Merza Karov, so therefore it must be a Maisa Matrif. It must be the animals of Trefa. So, and then I do a Shehiyah. And then I complete the Shechita, and wait 1 second. So So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. So what is Rashi saying here? A very important point. That the moment I stop, Shehiyah, divide, it cancels out whatever din Shechita I have. And I'm beginning from scratch when I do the extra, bringing it over the mashu from 50 to 51. Have you looked to Begima Ba'alma? Rashi doesn't say it's part of the Maaseh Shechita and is a Shi in the middle of the Pasuk. So Rashi's telling you something very fundamental here. There's a difference between Shehiya B'miyad Kama and Shehiya B'miyad Basra. Shehiya B'miyad Kama, nothing gets started. Stops. But once I have a Shechita and I continue... That's all Gemara's question. Did the Shechita continue? Or there's a plural Shechita in the middle of the Shechita. Shechita b'miyad bas. But Shechita b'miyad kama, Rashi says? No, nothing got started. You have to first get started, and it's only a question of continuation.
Would we take this out of the words of the Gemara Itrifala?
Maybe. But Rashi spells it out. And it's interesting in Rashi, because Rashi is the one who talks about Apsol Shehiya B'miyad Basra. This sugya is essential sugya to tying together anything we've talked about this month. Therefore, we're going to have to go back and see how it all integrates together to one beautiful, pretty picture. So the Gemara answers, "Me sarve b'mehem below both. Memanavshich imechtz amechtz karov ha'aved le ruba imechtz amechtz ainik karov lo'aved lo'kum." Okay, that's Toshma. Hareisha yechatzikon a pogum v'hosif. All of kolshu. Here we know this halacha of chatzikana pogum. So, va'of. Okay. But here there's an important word, olav. Why is that word olav so important? Now, what happens? I take the corner, I cut a little here, a little here, a little there. I need a roll. Doesn't have to be one total slice. But what happens if chatzikana pogum, can I come in from a different angle? Answers, no. I have to take that slice and finish it off. That's the word olav, hotsif olav. Why should that be? There's an old Rashi one should remember. Okay, register this in your mind, we'll talk about it. That word, olav, is key. You take a look on the Rambam, Hilchos Shechita, Harish Oyach, Chatzikana Pogum. Zion. Perk Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. No. Wait a second. Zion. Not Aleph. Wait a second. Aleph Yud Aleph. Shach Chetzio Shazer v'Chetzio Shafilabo Shitas Apsul. Kanish Shahaya Chetzio Posuk v'Shachat. Rambam adds three words: Al Makom Hachatach. You have to put the knife right in there. Ma'at, Yishlim L'Rov, Ben Shehitzchil, V'shchol B'mokom HaSholem, V'poga B'chtach, but it has to be one total cut. But, if I do a little here, a little here, a little there, that's fine. Chatzikon pogrom, it has to be one cut. Why? It's an old Rashi we saw before. Again, we're tying together everything we've done in the past month. Okay, where did the Rambam get this halacha from? The word olav. If we say 50 makes it a treifa, like the Gemara said until now, it's already a treifa, so I'm shechting a treifa. Doesn't work. Comes Rava with an incredible idea. Amar Rava, shining in treifa to be in a Rav Hanir Leinai. What is Rava telling me? Rava's telling me, Shechita, according to the Mandal, it was Mechza, Mechza Karov, I have to do a Maisa Shechita. And it doesn't mean the animal's dead, it doesn't mean the animal's a treifa even. Not even notolamos. Definition of treifa is a notolamos. No. Fully, I can eat it. I'm being matir mafkia yisurei v'menachai, and since I didn't buy sashkrit, it's not an avela, and then I can chop every part of it. I can do whatever I want to the animal, smoke to her. Even though what I did was not enough to make it into a treif. So what Rava now, the Gemara has an assumption that every shkrit has to be a maisa matris. Turning an animal into a treifa, that as long as I may turn it into notolomos, I consider it as dead. And that's an old question, going back to something Rabbi Hutton asked a long time. I consider it dead or I consider it alive, but it's mutatid, I'm matarin. What's halacha mefachasos? We'll get to that. But here, Rava comes up with an incredible idea. Certainly in Rava, the animal's not dead, it's not even a treifa yet. Not even notolamos. But still, the shechit is a good shechit and I can eat it.
But even without the treifa, if metza kirov, you already have shir shechita, how could you shecht it?
How can you what?
How can you shecht it if you already have shir shechita? If metza kirov, we have fatzi kana pagum, how can you shecht it b'chlal?
It's already So what's the answer? Simple. Quote Sherlock Holmes, elementary, my dear Watson. Okay. The answer is Pasha. I need a Maisa Shechita. What?
It should be mukta from shechita because you already have mechza kirov.
What does the Gemara say? If mechza mechza, touch harish ha'chanet ba'hozo u'gam shechita i'amr mechza mechza kirov. So it's a treifa, right? So the Gemara is not a treifa. So you ask, but where's the ma'aser shechita? As long as the balance isn't considered shochut, if I was 51%, so it's all shochut, according to Rashi. But that's 50, I'd have to do a maisa shechita. The moment I do that mashu that takes him from 50 to 50 plus, that's a maisa shechita, it's not to the animal.
The question is, what do I do, what do I accomplish by 50 going to 51?
What have I achieved? As long as I have to cut the corner. Let's say I'm in an oaf. I have to cut the corner. If I did 49%, I haven't cut the corner. The corner's still showing. If I did 50%, and I now take 50 plus, I've cut the corner. Any chaticha, what does Rashi say? I need a chaticha. Sakana. That's all I need. That is what Rav is suggesting, a bunch of incredible ideas.
So it's not because by going over to Rav I accomplished some halacha of Rav.
No.
It's just, it was a mashu which
if I would do it in a different way, the mashu would be kimishaina. This is a way of doing the mashu, which is not
right now. The animal is not a treifa. I have 50 cut and 50 not cut. Now, what? Now we're going according to the tzad that mechza mechza karov. That means the shear is rov. I have to do a maitza chaticha. Do I have to do a maitza chaticha of rov? Maybe. Maybe if I do 51 and therefore, it could be one or two things. If I go from 50 to 51, I didn't go from 50 to 51, I went from 50 to 100. So there I have that rov.
I am using Ruvik Kekula now.
Maybe. I can look at it in one of two ways. I did a Maisa Chaticha. Or by going from 50 to 51, I didn't go from 49 is 0. 51 is 100. That's what Rashi says before. There's no such thing as 51 or 49. 49 equals 0. 51 equals 100. Okay. Now I'm at 50. So I have 50-50. So if I just did 50, I shachted Rav. Now, if I have 50 is already cut, if 50 is already cut, so what did I do? So right now, there's still chatzikon left. And so what do? I go from 50 to 51. When I go to 50 to 51, it could be I did a ma'is chticha, that's all I need. Or it could be I did the other 50. Why? But right now, by doing 51, I have 100, but how do I look at my problem of saying that is, if I say I cut 51, it's as if I cut 100. Why I did not initially say what you wanted to say? Very simple. Because if I have 50 that's cut anyway, then I do a little bit, so I have 51, 50 was cut anyway, and one I cut. Who said I cut the other 49? I'm not so sure about that. Yes, 100% is cut now. But did I do that cut? I'm not sure. If I did 51, I understand the mises, chat, everything. But here I'm joking, but I just did a little bit. So I have to look at the objective reality. Yes, 100% is cut. 50 was by whatever an accident happened, and 1% what I did. Did I do the other 49? I'm not sure. That's where my hesitation is, what you're saying.
If any ma'isa chaticha, that means in theory, really a chaticha of 1% would always be
that. And that's,
but I don't have the echatimtza.
That is what Rashi said. What is Rashi busy telling you there? There's no such thing as 1%. Any chaticha would have been good. But 1% is 0. That's exactly what the Ramban says. Any chaticha, at that side, any chaticha would have been good. But, lo tishaya ruba, but there's no such thing as 1%. It doesn't exist. You don't get to a chaticha until you get to 50. I have the ability to have 1% chaticha. But why? Without, yes, the whole thing is going to be cut. But what did I do? I did 1%. The Ramban is exceedingly clear, and Rashi kimat clear, that what the reason lo tishaya ruba means, he says, a very simple thing. I have to do chaticha. And 1% is 0. Lo avad klum. I did zero. So, you never get started. How is the ability to do 1% a maitza chaticha 1 at 50, and then I take it over? I did a little bit. That's all I need. That's all I need. So at that point, this is where Rashi says, that could very well be what Rashi's talking about. That he had leka the machishle, the high palga, the koi lo mikra rav shalom. The one who spells it, why I began with the Ramban is the Ramban. I didn't bring up the Ramban. Ramban says like this. Melchizedek, the Ruba shall I did nothing. Lo tishai ru, because then I did nothing. V'hochik marachmano l'mosh. Shemach. Okay. U'meshemachik parach me'seif, parach me'drabonim. Okay. So what is he saying? I have to do something, but if I did 49, I did nothing. Lo tishai ru, because what does lo tishai ru mean? Do something. Do something. And how do you do something? At 50 to 51, you did something. But Rav is coming up with the way Rav is understanding the man Da'ama, who says, Rav's understanding of Rav is an incredible understanding of Rav. That means it's possible to do a Maisa Shechita, to be mad to the animal, and it's not even, in reality, it's not even Rotolomos, which is an incredible idea. And that's where Abaye jumps on him. There's no such idea. But Abaye doesn't say this is, he could have said you're crazy, you have to kill the animal. He doesn't say that. Abaye had a very simple way of talking. He says, Rob, what are you talking about? We're talking about live animals or dead animals. But he doesn't say that. Omele Abaye. V'lo kol shken. Ma trefa de mashu. Mitra for Heichel Abinan Ruba Abinan Rov Hanir Elainayim. Says, what did you agree? You just agreed the fact that Trefa needs 51%. That you agreed. So therefore, when I need Rov and Trefa, then I need Rov Arir. The Adik Ruba Lomas Kasha Lo Kolshkein Abinan Ruba. He says, let's take a look in Rashi. Rov Hanir Elainayim. What? The Ponakamba Oath, Rov Hanir Elainayim. Koma Rov Gomo, Tunika. My tray for the Ikemakomos Tuba, the many places, the Mitra for Behuba Masha, to go on the Kuva Sabesha, Vahareya, Vahadakin. Okay, these are the certain part for Nukuva Savesha is a mushroom, Nukuva Sareya is a mushroom. When you rove, when Komo Shahuska band rove, Kagom Bakona Ubachot Hashedra, Shita Dadi Karuba Lomas Kasha, the Filu Mad the Mashim is from the Kore de Ruba who Umuto Kulamoto. What is he saying? What is Abaye telling? He says, sometimes it's even a mashu, but sometimes it's a rove. And where it is a rove, it's not stam rove, it's rove on Irlenai, rove on Irlenai. Shchita, that I have a rove, and there's no such thing as shchita and a mashu. Adi karu below maska lo kol shken v'in rov anir leinayim. So what's the answer? What is Abaye could have said, listen, I need a dead animal. When you said at least not the lombus, even the beginning of death, not even the beginning of death. I'm leaving that open until we continue going through the sugya. Think about it. What is Abaye had a simple thing. Rav, you're crazy. He says, whoever heard, we have live animals and dead animals. Shita is supposed to be for a dead animal. So at least begin the process of death, a notalomos. It's not even a notalomos. It's fully alive. Not even a treif. So what are you talking about? But he doesn't say that. It comes with a kal v'chomer. Why? That sometimes treifas are a marshal. Sometimes it's a rov. Where is the rov? I need a rov in early night. Certainly shechita, I need a rov in early night. Huh? So why in the vesha do you need a rov in early night? The moment I make a kulas a vesha, it's already treifa. You can't say all I need is a maisa matrif. If all I needed was a maisa matrif, and that's his question, okay. So kana I need 51, and in vesha I'll need 50. So, that's not his kasha. He said, even in vesha I need 51. So what's he talking about? Think about it. Next year, Mirza Shambli Neto will explain it. But after you think about it. Now, next. So the Gemara says, okay, we made a mistake. When Rav and Rav Kahana had a machlokas about 50-50, they were not talking at all about Shrita. What were they talking about? Karm Pesach. Harish show you the halacha that if Rov had Sibor is Tmeyim, so then they bring a Korban Pesach and on Pesach Rishon, and they don't wait till Pesach Sheni. Okay. Now here you have 50-50, you have a certain number of people. Here Mechz al Mechz has nothing to do with Efshut Sams and Efshut Sams. You count the 2 million people, a million this way, a million that way. You can count. We have numbers, obviously, Yevshut Samsim is irrelevant. So where do you have Yevshut Samsim? We have a measurement. You need Dalar Amos. Okay. Two Amos and two Amos. Something. There's a number. So you have to measure. There's a measure. Can you be exact in a measurement? That's Yevshut. So you have numbers, so you can count. So the Gemara moved away from anything to do with Efshut Samson. You Efshut Samson, and you have numbers. Rav Kahana Omer Mechza Mechza Enikol. Hotsam my time with the Rav. So Rav, who says, now this kasha is going to be critical. Rav agrees, by Shechita, you need Rav Renir and I am. The Gemara is asking kasha and Rav. So according to Rav Kahana, Rov always means more than 50%. A Rav who says that 50% is also a Rov. So Rav Amar Mertza Mertza Karov. Rav Kahana Amar Mertza Mertza Ene Karov. My time at the Rav, that in Shechita it's one, and here it's different. Why is he machalik between Shechita? Now here we're going to see in Rishon it was a very key issue. The Chsiv ish ish ki etam le nefesh ish nidche vein tzibur nidche. What is it? I needed tzibur, not yechidim. Says Rashi. Be very careful with Rashi. Awesome, my time at the Rav. Hoba Alma, that word is critical. Ba Alma Amrit Lo Have Ruba. You say, in general, he doesn't say Bishchita. He says, what is that word? The problem with Rashi sometimes is you have to be very careful. You know, every word counts here. Every word counts. But Alma, in general, it's not a rov. Not only in Shechita, not only in praises. In general, it's not a rov. So why here is it a rov? Because when I have 50%, I have it Tzibur already. It's not Yechida. So if I took this and the pashtus of it, I would come out with Rashi saying what? That Benkach u Benkach, wherever I need Rov, I need Rov Hanir Leinayim. It's a very general rule. That's where all the Shonim jump. What about Sukkah and Mechitzas? But you have to be exceedingly careful with. Now the other question in Rashi is as follows. I have to get back to Rashi and Chafala from the base. Machlokes in Rashi and the Ran. That if is the din shechita mechza al mechza, and is the din shechita of rov, and I need rov nainayim. Or now, once the Gemara rejected the idea that I just need a maisa shechita ba'alma, the Gemara says, no, I have to go with the whole rubo kakulo. The Gemara should reject that whole old idea. When the Gemara thought that Rav said so. Rav and Rav Kana were talking about shechita. What is the Gemara's turnaround? So we saw Rashi and Chafala from the base. Says what? Rashi and Chafala from the base. Said what? The mitzvah is to shech the entire korban. So apparently, according to Rashi, when the Gemara turned around, that whole old idea of Rav, that when he says that you just need a maize shechita ba'alma, that's been rejected. And the idea that I need even a maize shechita of rov is rejected. What do I need? According to Rashi, the Gemara totally turned around and said mechza al mechza is no good. I need a total rubo kakulo. And the whole thing is cooler. Now, if that's the way I'm trying to put all the Rashi's together. Now we understand, of course, if that is true, why Rashi would say this is a psul b'miyad basra. After I go to 51%, I keep moving and moving, that's still a shechita. And therefore, I can passel the shechita. I understand. So according to Rashi, if we're going to take all the Rashi's and put it together, Number one, the Gemara totally rejected the original idea that there's a sheer, that is just a Maisa Shechita Ba'alma. And the Gemara totally rejected that even there's a sheer of Rov. The Gemara totally rejected that. Either it's a Maisa Shechita Ba'alma or the Maisa Shechita of Kula. And the Gemara needs a Maisa Shechita of Kula. Ruba Kukula. Now, since the Gemara needs a Maisa Shechita B'kulo, in Chatzi Korban Pogum, what did we already see? That if I have 50 and I do it a little bit, Rashi calls it what? A Tziruf. Remember that Rashi of Tziruf. Go back to the Rashi of Tziruf that we talked about. See it? So Rashi says, if I did a little here, a little there, a little there, it's, and within a Shir Shahir, it's all one. But if I find a chatzik on a pogum in the shears, I have to shecht kulo. I have to integrate that first chatach into the entire chaticha. That's why Rashi calls it a tziruf. I shechted 51%. And since I shechted 51%, that's, remember the Rashi of tziruf. I want to show you how it all fits into one nice pretty picture. Rashi had his vision of what shechita is. We'll have to see in a different shonim how they viewed what shechita is all about. Think about it, and we covered a lot of ground, but first, very careful, go through the shakra of the Taya carefully with Rashi. And whenever there's a sheer rove and he says ba'alma, whenever there's a sheer rove in the Torah, it's because of rubo kakulo. There's no such thing as a sheer rov. But alma. Okay. I outlined it. Go back. But before we get into anything, you have to see how every word in Rashi fits together. And then we integrate it into everything we've seen in Rashi. And you should. And we, Me'at Hashem, will come out with a picture. Now, wait one second. Be very careful through the Rashis. Now, here we have Tosis. You have the Rashba. Rashba is a whole different mahalach. I have to see where they're coming from. What is carefully the difference? There is parallel Tos, parallel Rishonim in Erev and Daf Tav Zayinim at base. But as you're plowing your way, there's a very incredible Tosus Harosh there in Erevin, bring him a Rama Rutenberg, that see exactly what he says. And then we'll talk about it. But what we're now doing is be careful with Tosus, because we're going to have to see how this integrates with everything in Psul B'Meir Basra. Is the Shir Rov? Is the Shir Kula? How does it work? How does this compare to all other places in the Torah? Why is it? What bothers Tosis is, why is it that in Mechitza Shabbos, it is 50%? And if it's a general rule, it should be 51%. And number one question. Number two question Tosis has. And all Rishonim bothered. Here we don't bring in Mechitza Shabbos. What do we bring in? We only bring in what? Tanner. In Sukkah, when Gemara talks in Sukkah about Tzchach being 50-50, Gemara brings in Mechitza Shabbos. Now, that does not mean, be very careful in Rishonim and see how it works. Is Mechitza Schach one halacha or two halachas? Okay. Those of you, Rabbi Soloveitchik here remembers, the only one who, at least the one who were from Friday, who discusses what Schach has done Mechitza, the Ran and Sukkah. Okay. But a Mechitza is a vertical. What is a Mechitza? A Mechitza is a vertical separation of one thing from the other. That's what a mechitza is. Vertical. Horizontal schach is an ohel. Has all the dinim of ohel. It's horizontal, something that covers something. So it's horizontal. Many halachas are similar between ohel and mechitza. Many are different. It's exactly the Ron's. When I asked who remembers from Sukkah whether or not there is a Schach has a din machitza. Okay. See, the reason we see the different types of people. Some people like to go fast and you forget. It's a lot of fun, but you forget. If instead of going fast, you chazer and tie down what you know, then you have it for the rest of your life. Okay. Now. But the first thing we have to do is very, very, very careful the sugya with Rashi. Every word in Rashi counts here, with all the nafkaminis of Rashi. Then we see Tosis, and then we see the Rashba. Okay.